This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring out what you want here, kicking it off the second hour of the program as we get into... As you said, I think during the break, it's Idiocracy.
This is South Park level. This is, I expect South Park shenanigans coming out of mainstream media very, very soon.
This could have been a headline that you might have read in The Onion 15 years ago. I mean, I could totally see this story that we're about to tell you, which really happened in New Zealand, according to The Guardian, according to The New York Post, according to, and apparently, New Zealand police press.
I love that we live in a world where there is a Twitter account that is called Not The Onion.
Is there, really?
Yeah, there literally is a Twitter account called Not The Onion. They're fantastic from what little I've seen. I don't spend much time on Twitter, but we need something to tell us, just so you know, this is not that. Yeah.
Well, Babylon Bee has not the bee.
The Onion isn't
which
even
is,
in that.
It's the same. It is the same principle. There is. You see these news articles, and you're like, "That's a Babylon Bee." Oh, it's not. It's real. Does that really happen? Come on.
Yeah. So, believe it or not, New Zealand police in Auckland, which is locked down at the moment,
level 4, whatever that means.
I think it's level 3. But anyway, we can get into what that means here in a moment. And
terror threat level orange.
To the New York Post's credit, they had a little bit of fun with this one. The chickens came home to roost. Two men have been accused of foul play.
Oh, come on.
After being caught trying to enter New Zealand's largest city with a huge stash of KFC in the trunk of their car in violation of COVID-19 lockdown rules, according to The Guardian. Police were on patrol Sunday on the outskirts of Auckland when they noticed, quote, a suspicious-looking vehicle traveling on a gravel road. And upon seeing the police car, the vehicle did a U-turn and sped off, trying to evade the police, according to police spokes bureaucrat.
Those darn suspicious-looking vehicles.
They pulled it over? Well, at this point, any vehicle is suspicious if it's not a police vehicle because it's locked down, right?
Correct.
You're not supposed to be out there. Vehicle was searched and police located cash. Approximately 100,000 New Zealand dollars, which is about 70,000 U.S., alongside empty ounce bags and a large amount of takeaways. Takeaways, probably their terminology for takeout food.
Takeout food.
When I first read this, I thought, ounce bags? Are they weed dealers? No, they were probably ouncing out mashed potatoes.
What?
To their clients.
Like 1 ounce of gravy.
This is, you know what this is like, don't you? Because they call these people, have you got to where they call these gang-like members?
No, I haven't gone to that.
Gang-like members.
Yeah, this is the Colonel's gang. This is like prison, where you sneak food back to your cell and then you cut it up.
Wow.
And then you sell it or you get
that care. That is exactly accurate.
Or you get care packages in the mail or whatever and you cut it up
that in prison.
You distribute it to your buddies.
Someone smuggles that KFC in there. You better have those ounce baggies for that, you know, gravy.
Police images show at least 3 buckets of chicken, several containers of coleslaw. The Guardian says it was 10 I think it was 10 buckets of, was it mashed potatoes? I'll see. I can
1, 2, 3, 4, 6 There's about 10 buckets of something, mashed potatoes or coleslaw.
Man, I'd have totally cut that mashed potatoes with some Instant.
And there's only 3 buckets of chicken. I mean,
so
come on. I mean,
gravy.
That's a family reunion would kill this food. there's nothing there.
According to the story here on The Guardian, it was 10 tubs of coleslaw. In this particular case, and an undisclosed quantity of fries. The finger-licking suspects were traveling from Hamilton, about 75 miles south of the city, under Auckland's, oh, it is level 4, lockdown rules, the strictest in the country. Restaurants, including takeout services, remain closed, and everyone must stay home. So they had to go outside.
This is literally one large picnic's worth of food.
They went outside of the city because the KFC in Auckland is closed.
Right.
So they had to travel a bunch of miles, 75 miles, to go and buy KFC and then try to deliver it to their customers in the city. The rest of the country is at a level 2 with eateries, cafes, bars, and nightclubs are open. Suspects aged 23 and 30 will appear in court on charges of breaching the Public Health Response Act. For COVID-19, they face up to 6 months in prison and a fine of up to 4,000 New Zealand dollars. And apparently on Tuesday, Auckland will move to an alert level 3, under which travel is only allowed for, quote, permitted movement, like commuting to work or school. But they really do have, and this must have, I mean, if that wasn't absurd enough, they actually have one of those cops confiscated stuff photos. You know, yeah. How they used to put like bags of marijuana, some cash, right. You know, a scale, whatever things they found.
Or
the
one of those
dealer.
Like beautiful arrays of weaponry to see like what kind of things we got here.
Don't forget a rusty sword that was hanging in. It was in the basement, just collecting mold. But we got to bring that out because it looks cool. And then we all stand around and you become a meme.
Yeah, and so the only thing they're missing here is the cops actually standing looking tough on this one. But they did put the KFC items on the trunk of the hood of the police car.
Yeah,
so
I gotta say, tip of the hat, because like at least you were not that dumb
to stand in the photo.
Oh yeah, because they learned from the last guys that did it.
You know, I mean, I don't give them much credit because they don't deserve much, but like, hey, at least you knew that would be too far. You realized how much fun we would make of you for doing that.
Well, and just think about it. I mean, it's one thing to take some drugs for some drug dealers. I mean, there's some people who really feel strongly about that. But these guys stole food.
Right.
From some gang associates. That's what they called them, the New Zealand police.
And you know they went and they ate it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just like they did.
Of course.
And yeah, that's destruction of evidence.
And they've still got the money, too.
How do you like that?
The $100,000.
Yeah.
You think the gang associates going to get that back?
I can't imagine anyone wanting their face in a picture of this particular hall. Because, getting your face in, there's a bunch of AK-47s, or there's a bunch of cocaine and heroin, and it's like, yeah, I took this down, but this, it's like, I don't think you actually want a permanent record of you having done this.
This is what it's come to, though. I mean, this is the level, I mean, this is maximum level of absurdity right here. It's just insane.
We have literally entered an episode of South Park.
Yeah.
Actually, I take that back. It's South Park is funny. This is more Black Mirror, because this is serious.
Yeah, people are going to prison.
They're going to prison. These cops are you're destroying lives. The cops who are enforcing these laws, lockdown
laws.
What
are you in for?
Where I can't
take out.
I can't open my gym because of some dumb rule. Even though it's outside in the yard.
But the police believe they're saving lives.
They don't know what they know. They got some. This is why they hire low IQ people.
Well, some of them do. Now there's actually apparently a clip. I haven't watched it myself yet, but one of the myriad of clips, I think, from Melbourne, Australia, where there's been a lot of clashes between protesters and police. Somebody apparently asked a cop, you know, why are you doing this? And the cop basically said, and I'm paraphrasing based on what I read on this.
Just following orders.
Said, hey, you know, I don't agree with this, but it's my job, and I got to feed my family.
Yeah, it's just like my guy. I got a family to feed. That's why I took the jab. I'm just doing my job.
How did we humankind throughout the world, how did we so epically fail to point out that the Nuremberg defense is a bad defense? It is a not good enough to excuse bad behavior defense. That just following orders is insufficient.
Yeah, you got that. We've talked about this multiple times on the show, the Milgram experiment. You know, people taking orders from people with badges. Mm-hmm. I mean, do we have to talk about that stupid experiment? Which, by the way, it's not an experiment anymore. It's real. I always questioned it.
Well,
up until this year, and now I know it's absolutely true that 26 out of 40 people would shoot you
if
Fauci told them to do it.
Well, I think just about everybody knows that, like, the hitman that gets sent to kill a guy, and the, let's say, godfather that gave him the order, are both bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure everyone gets that.
They're
both responsible. Just because the godfather told you to whack that guy doesn't make you an okay human being.
More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. Now the people of New Zealand can rest easy now that those KFC dealers are off the streets.
By the way, I am hungry. That looks so good. I haven't had KFC in so long.
Sure, no one will replace them,
but I wish it was mashed potatoes. I like coleslaw, but I wish it was mashed potatoes.
More coming up here, 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Richard Thompson, who is a 3-ton flat gold amplifier, and Chris, who's a platinum amplifier. Those guys are helping us out with the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. And that is a way that you can help support what we do here. Get Free Talk Live heard on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 180 great stations that carry us at various different times throughout the week. We could have more than that. It is possible, but it does take some money. It does take some marketing, and the AMP program helps us do that. So you get some cool perks, too. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and get signed up with credit card, PayPal, and debit card as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Conan.
Continuing in the category of the absurd, although it's hard to top the KFC story where police literally busted KFC dealers, delivery dealers, that had gone to another state, basically, in New Zealand. And
to get the good stuff.
And picked up the KFC because Auckland is on a total lockdown, and then smuggled it in. They got busted. They're facing 6 months in prison.
And I wish I'd gotten a confession so I could find out exactly what went into those one-ounce bags.
Yeah,
was it the coleslaw?
Right.
Was it the gravy?
They hadn't gotten that far, I guess. They got them before they even made a single delivery, it looked
like. Did they peel off the skin and put those into one-ounce bags?
Students die-in. Have you ever heard of a die-in before?
D-Y-E?
D-I-E. You've heard of a sit-in, right, where people go, protesters go into, like, an office of a politician and
Is this where they go out in the street and just lay down?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I've seen these knuckleheads do it.
I was thinking final scene of Life of Brian, Monty Python's Life of Brian. We are the Judean People's Front! Suicide Squad attack! Stab themselves in the chest. That showed them, huh?
So a sit-in is where you go into, like, a politician's office and sit. And then eventually they call the cops and everybody gets, you know, forcibly removed from that situation. A die-in is where people lay down and pretend to be dead for some sort of political statement. So what do you think that college students at Iowa City, the school is, let's see here, I don't know what it is offhand. Iowa City, Pentecrest is wherever the hell this is happening. So that's like the specific location on, I believe, the campus. UI.
My guess
University of Iowa.
My guess is they are dying for the planet. Because the planet itself is dying. It's being killed.
Good guess.
My guess is insufficient restrictions for COVID.
You've read the story.
No.
No, that's exactly what it is.
No.
That only makes sense.
I did go to college, and then I stopped.
Yeah, around 50 people, quote, died, according to littlevillagemag.com, on the Pentecrest on Thursday to protest the University of Iowa's COVID-19 policies. The die-in protest was organized by the campaign to organize graduate students, the union that represents graduate student workers at the university. Protesters laid down on the Pentecrest sidewalk as COGS members drew chalk outlines of their bodies. Quote, COGS is here to demand better COVID policies across campus. Things like vaccine and mask mandates, as well as creating alternatives for teaching and learning online, other things that will save lives, prevent disease, said Caleb Klipowitz, a doctoral student in sociocultural anthropology.
Parents, get your kids out of these institutes. Do not spend any money on this crap. Get them a trade union, trade school. Take them to trade school.
I'm really glad I don't go to one of these, because I would have to walk up to one of these people and be like, do you believe that it's okay to punch a Nazi in the face?
And you know what? I bet you all, was it 50 of them?
Yes.
I bet you all 50 are vaccinated. So my question is,
mm-hmm.
The hell are you worried about? You're vaccinated. Come on, well, man.
Maybe. And these people are
no
calling
joke
for authoritarianism. And to my mind, like, okay, racism sucks, but authoritarianism is what made the racism scary.
That's what made it last so long.
Right.
It would have cleared up 100 years sooner if it wasn't for the authoritarians who were holding on.
Right.
Klipowitz led everyone in chanting, what do we want? Mask mandates. When do we want it? Now!
What do we want? When do we want it?
Were there pictures of these guys? Were they messed up?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. Of course they are. And if we don't get it, shut it down, he said. Protesters took turns at the megaphone sharing their experiences, both as instructors and students. Rob Asher, an MFA student in theater arts, spoke about the first day of class last week. Quote, in the rhetoric department I come in, and there's not a single student wearing a mask. That ain't right. I go into my classroom. If it's a good day, half of my students are wearing a mask. There's a football game this weekend. That's a super spreader and a half.
Oh, well, I laugh, but I'm. This makes me so sad.
It's I wonder if that football game is going to be another one of those where a chant of F Joe Biden breaks out. Have you heard about that?
Oh yeah, all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new football chant meme. For sure. Wow. F. Joe Biden. What do we want? F. Joe Biden.
According to the story here, the mayor of the city that I guess the University of Iowa is located in issued a mask mandate on August 19th for Iowa City in response to the surge in new COVID cases caused by the spread of the Delta variant in Iowa. The mandate, which is scheduled to be in place until September 30th, requires people to wear face masks when in indoor public settings. It specifically cited the University of Iowa academic buildings and business offices among locations where masks are required. In response to the city's mask mandate, the university said in a statement, it would not change its policy of only encouraging but not requiring masks. Who's in charge of this university, and why are they so, like, seemingly okay compared to most universities out there?
Right. Maybe they have a similar type law mandate in place, like we have in New Hampshire, where public institutes aren't allowed to make their is it vaccines or is it just
vaccines? I believe it's just vaccines.
You can't mandate your students are be vaccinated. But
the University of Iowa strongly encourages the use of masks on campus, especially in all classroom settings and during in-person office hours, according to the statement. However, as a state agency, we are expected to comply with state law and the guidance of our governing body, the Board of Regents, State of Iowa. So it goes on, but the point about the story is the ridiculous behavior of these students who they're so afraid the university hasn't given them strong enough restrictions. And, you know, as you pointed out, they've all got vaccines, so why are they afraid? Oh, well, maybe it's because the vaccines don't work. But then why does it matter what all the restrictions are?
Correct.
You know, if the vaccine...
Stop using your thoughts and logic on me.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I think this is probably just one of those situations where it's a red state. And, like, most of the governance in the state is Republican, and they just don't have this particular form of madness.
Oh, here's another quote from one of the, again, these are graduate students, so they're also, like, teaching as well. Quote, as a student worker, I'm just appalled by the lack of care and leadership they've shown, said Glenn Houlihan, who teaches American Studies.
Houlihan.
He continued saying, in every class I teach, there could be someone with COVID, and I don't know it, and that puts me at risk, my family at risk, that puts my loved ones at risk.
I'm afraid of the invisible enemy.
At risk of catching something that only kills like 0.02% or something of the people that actually catch it. I've only taught one Friday so far, he says, and only one person out of 25 decided to wear a mask.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The FBI is confirming the body found in Wyoming on Sunday is Gabby Petito. A body fitting Petito's description was located in a camping area near Grand Teton National Park. The FBI noting the coroner's initial determination for her death is homicide. Her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is a person of interest in her disappearance, and the FBI executed a search warrant at his family home on Monday. The House is voting Tuesday night on a government funding bill, while Democrats plan to include a debt ceiling vote to pass their multi-trillion dollar spending bill. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox News Republicans are against raising the debt limit.
We would vote for a continuing resolution to fund the government. We know we won't vote for a debt limit increase.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden delivered remarks before the United Nations General Assembly. The president says the United States wants to make sure Iran does not have access to a nuclear weapon.
The United States remains committed to preventing Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon. We are working with the P5+1 to engage Iran diplomatically and to seek a return to JCPOA.
The president adding he does not want to see a new Cold War with any country, especially China.
We are not seeking a new Cold War or a world divided into rigid blocks.
Facebook's oversight board said it is reviewing the company's practice of holding high-profile users to separate sets of rules, citing apparent inconsistencies in the way the social media giant makes decisions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Open phones here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's nice to see that not all college campuses are completely insane. Apparently, the University of Iowa is not mandating masks indoors, and some of their more leftist students are upset about it.
And you said this was a teaching college, so this is the master's degree where these 50 people that we're talking about right now, they're going to go out into the world, and they're going to get a hold of your kids. And this is the type of nonsense that they're going to be distributing. They're going to be having you saluting a flag on a wall that's not the American flag. If that wasn't worse enough, now you got another three or four flags to salute to. All kinds of nonsense propaganda that they believe in, like the Marxists in California who admitted to it. I think it was Project Veritas as well, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm a Marxist, and I am indoctrinating. He said it straight up. I'm indoctrinating your kids.
Yeah. Well, yep. If you don't trust the government, stop giving them your children every day. Like, seriously, figure something out. Find a way.
It's daycare.
Move into a smaller place or get a different job or something. There is a way where you don't. They will be better off living in a cardboard box with their parents than in a mansion and being indoctrinated into a death cult.
Your kids would be better off just playing in the dirt all day. You know, I mean, I know you can't get away with that nonsense anymore because, you know, you have protective services coming after you. But, you know, but let's be honest, the schooling in this country, it is truly just daycare.
So that
both parents could go to work and make that money to pay the rent and to pay the taxes. You can't take kids with you.
I wish it was just daycare. Like, daycare will
That's what I mean. Yeah. Just playing
daycare
in the dirt.
Daycare isn't going to brainwash them into a death cult.
Well, I don't know, man. These days, remember with the video we played over the weekend? You didn't see this one, Conan, I bet, because you've been busy canning vegetables and stuff.
But and kayaking.
Crazy video. It brought tears to Peakless Mountaineer's eyes. It was one of the hardest videos I've watched in the last couple of years.
Is this a zombie shuffle? Kids walking down?
No, much worse. This is of a maybe 3-year-old boy or something like that, 2 years old, something like that.
Too young to talk properly.
Yeah, this little kid at a daycare having this daycare worker forcing a mask onto this child, and it's basically a minute and a half of this kid pulling the mask down and this woman forcing it back on them and them doing things like, yay, Mason, you're doing great. It's all about your safety.
And they were recording it?
Yeah, they recorded this child being abused.
That's what I asked. Why on earth?
To set an example so they could show it later to the other kids? Like, this is how you do it, Johnny. Just watch Billy. This is how you do it.
The best explanation I heard was like, well, maybe it was to send home to the mom to see how unruly your child is.
Holy
crap. Because the mom had this video.
Have you ever tried to put like a cone, like, you know, when your dog gets, you know, has a problem with his face or something, or it chews the couch or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And you put the cone around their neck, and he doesn't put that damn thing on his neck because that's horrible. And he does the backwards walk where he's trying to get it off.
But all these people, the people like at this college that want more and more restrictions, who are ultimately going to be the very same daycare workers and or teachers and or, you know, influencers that are, you know, shoving these ideas and masks down people's throats.
Well, and here's the fundamental issue. Like, what we are using to connect with other human beings is these institutions. We are forming our relationships in our communities around things like colleges and schools when we should just get in touch with other human beings that actually share our perspectives and our beliefs.
Absolutely.
Well, you have to convince a lot of people to learn. The guy right across the street from him. You know, I don't even know all my neighbors' names, and I understand this, but I mean, most people, it's work, work, work. They maybe know their coworkers, and they go home, and they get on, they watch that reality television, and they pay them bills. But, it's go out in the street and actually, have like a party with your neighbors or something?
Right.
Unheard of.
Well, and I can tell you, the few times that I've actually seen it done, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
You find out your neighbors have something in common with you. He's like, you were three houses down and we're both doing the same, we had the same hobbies?
Man, a block party / barbecue kind of thing I've seen a few of them that have been just some of the most amazing experiences because you do contact people that you wouldn't have run into otherwise and you realize how much you have in common with them.
Exactly.
But some of them might be like these people.
Some of them might be the ones you can't talk politics and or religion around the table.
Well, I'm betting they won't show up to a block party, especially a block party where people have
no mask.
Human faces.
I know, right? Well, this is why you hang certain flags on the side of your wall.
Signaling.
I've had an open flag on mine for two years now, and I still get a couple of people ask me what it means.
Open flag?
Uh-huh. Oh,
okay.
I'm like, it's a political statement.
I have no idea what an open flag is.
An open flag, like a store, like a store.
Oh, those.
So some people figured it out, but some are like, I don't understand. What are you selling?
Right.
Freedom. I want to open the country back up. Are we locked down? Yes, we're locked down. Not as bad as some.
The nice thing about the masks is it's the best signal out there, right? Because you know that the person who's wearing it is either totally indoctrinated and a true believer in the whole COVID and, you know, lockdown stuff, or they're just too cowardly to do anything differently.
Right.
And so there's a house that's not far from this particular house that also, this house has a peace flag on it. This other house that I'm referring to, the house we're in right now, has a peace flag on it. The other house also has a peace flag on it. But those people walk around with masks on. And, you know, in their own home.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Gadsden myself.
I've seen it. I deliver packages to these people. It's been a year and a half now, and I'm still shocked when I answer the door. When I get to the door, the customer answers the door, and they're inside their own friggin' house with a mask on. Yeah. And I could see someone on the couch watching TV with a mask on.
I'm like, what?
What kind of psychosis is this?
I don't understand that.
What's your family, man? That's your wife. That's your husband. That's your kids. You're out in the middle of the woods. What the hell
just
is
this? Just because we exchange sexual fluids on a regular basis doesn't mean I can have them spittling around me.
I suspect they're not doing that either.
Mm-hmm. They might not. Well, they got kids, so they did it one time. But
yeah. Now you might get better effect if you... So the open flag has a Dutch flag behind it. You might get, which, little known fact about America, there were just so many Dutch people that opened businesses that if you saw a Dutch flag, you knew it was an open business.
Right.
So that became the signal for it, and then, you know, to make it more obvious, we put open on there.
Isn't the open flag, it's white, blue, and red, is that the Italian or the French colors?
No, that's the Dutch.
Really?
That particular one is the Dutch. Now, you might get a better response if you did that behind the Denmark flag, because they are the most recent ones to go, nope.
All open.
We're out.
Yeah.
We're done.
Good.
We're done.
It's good to hear.
You know, two down, 200 to go.
The students, by the way, at the University of Iowa have a list of demands that they have given to the university administration.
Terrorism. That's terrorism.
Among this list, I'm not going to read the whole list of 10 different demands. They want to pause all non-essential in-person events, which means no fun. No fun allowed on campus. You can't get together. And create, quote, hybrid options for all essential events. Mandate masks inside campus buildings. Require vaccinations of students, faculty, and staff. And or mandate weekly testing of those who are not vaccinated and do not have a medical or religious reason for this. And
well, colleges, this is what you get for failing. Your job was to tell people why culture was good. Your job was to point out, hey, here are all these arts and beauties and humanities and wonderful things that we do, and we just do them because they're cool. And you failed. And since you failed, they don't know why we have concerts. They don't know why we have art. And they don't consider these to be essential parts of humanity.
The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's the story there about the die-in, the ridiculous, pathetic, these kids. I mean, they just, if you don't like it at the college, there's plenty of more restrictive colleges you could go to. Take your money somewhere else. Why keep paying the college that is restricting you, or not restricting you in this case, in the ways that you want to be restricted?
They need to conform to me.
Yeah, that's what it is. Temper tantrum, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna! 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airways here. Coming up, China banning more video games. We'll tell you about it.
And girly bin.
We'll tell you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Number 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Intercoin, which we told you about last year, and we're telling you about again because things have changed a little bit over there at Intercoin. You can now get the Intercoin investor token without being a institutional investor or whatever they call it. You don't have to have like $1 million anymore to buy Intercoin, which is nice. If you have a business or an organization and you want to launch your own currency or raise money using your own token, Intercoin.org can help you with that. You can go to Intercoin.org and enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want to, you can get some of the Intercoin investor tokens yourself over at intercoin.org. Before we go to the Chinese story, the latest on their crackdown on both video games and effeminate men, and Conan, you've got a story about that on the way. I just have one more from my show prep that's been sitting there for weeks. Since we're talking about colleges. We just talked about Iowa University and people having a die-in on campus because they want more restrictions. They want mask mandates. They want vaccination mandates. And I was like, hey, just go to a school that has that stuff. If it's that important to you, if you really are so worried that you're going to die every time you go to class and it's causing you anxiety, then sign up for one of these New England colleges like Quinnipiac University.
Uh-oh.
According to ReclaimTheNet.org, it is a private institution, apparently, in Hamden, Connecticut, and it will be punishing students with fines and loss of internet for not complying with the school's vaccination rules. Universities across the nation have been adopting vaccination mandates and punishing students, as Quinnipiac University, according to their newspaper, unvaccinated students will be punished with a weekly fine of $100 to start. The fee will then increase by $25 every week until it hits a maximum of $200 per week. So you're talking about $800 per month at least for these students that choose not to be vaccinated. For the entire semester, total fines could add up to $2,275. Unvaccinated students will also risk the loss of Wi-Fi internet access.
There's where you get you.
Yeah.
You seem to have entirely too much access to information, which has caused you to not get a vaccine.
So we will take your money and we will take your internet.
Right.
No more information for you until you do this stupid thing.
No more web for you.
Back
to the line.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if that means that they can still use, like, the guest internet, or if they're going to shut that down entirely. Because I know, like, back when I would go, we used to go on a regular basis here to the college campus.
Right.
And, like, they had like, a buffet there that they had a breakfast buffet. And we'd go there regularly and, you know, once a week. But we haven't gone since COVID because they got crazy with, you know, various different mandates or whatever. So we just figured, you know, screw it. We're not going there. But they always had, like, a guest Wi-Fi that anybody could get on.
Right.
So I'm not sure how they're going to ban the students from using
I would be more
Wi-Fi.
Concerned with $200 a week.
Yeah.
And who's going to be paying that?
But you know the students are concerned with the internet access because, you know,
absolutely.
They love to be online, constantly on their phones and such. Even after getting vaccinated, students still have to submit to weekly tests until 2 weeks after their second dose. Additionally, vaccination does not guarantee more freedom. The school imposed a mandatory indoor mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. So once again, I mean, we've pointed this out time and time again. Just because people are getting the jab doesn't mean that the mask requirements are going to go away.
Nope. They're coming back.
And then it goes down another list of various different universities that are doing similar things. So just another update for you.
Just get the jab and then you won't have to wear a mask. Well, for now.
Except that you do in these places. And, you know, we're going to see more of these mandates coming back this winter. You know it's not over. You know they're bringing this stuff back.
Oh, yeah, but thankfully, there has been some backlash from the people who were all on board and they were taking a jab for the team. I'm talking about you, Bill Maher, who's come right out and says, you know what? You know, I did this. You said that we would be free whenever I did this, and now you're talking about a booster. I'm not taking the third
really?
Shot.
Really? Bill Maher?
I'm not doing it. I'm not taking it. Now, we'll see if he can hold to his guns. But, he said on his show a couple weeks back, he's like, I'm not doing it. And there are a lot of people in there who are in the same position.
That's amazing.
I opened the story this evening with Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of followers.
She does. Yeah.
Love her or hate her. She's a degenerate for sure. She's got a lot of followers, and she came right out and says, nah. Not taking it.
Yeah,
I'll wait, and you can't tell me what to do.
Yeah, getting some help from some odd quarters on this one. Rose McGowan backed her up, and she is like starting to come out about like, no, here's how the system actually works. I went through it. Here's what they do.
Right.
What system?
Hollywood,
yeah.
Right, wasn't she one of the
whistleblowers
on Weinstein?
Of Robbie Weinstein, mm-hmm. And probably some other dudes as well.
Turns out she's consistent about not wanting to be jabbed, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, she's been backing up Nicki Minaj and is just like one little piece after another, like, here's a little part of how they work, here's a little part of how they work, and she has been through the entire system and thrown away at this point.
Yep.
So.
And as I always mention, we also have guns, unlike Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So this might work. This might the hell that I've been talking about might go to New York. Might go to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Highly unlikely it's going to be all that serious here in New Hampshire. Very, very unlikely it's going to be, you know, going to town in Texas. Maybe Austin, but not the rest of Texas. They're not having any of this.
I think they're going to try.
They're going to try.
I think that this winter,
I don't think
there's going to be a massive just, oh my God, so many people have the Delta variant or the Mu variant.
So by then we'll be to the Omega variant. Omega Man.
Yeah, whichever one. And they're, oh no, it's just a massive uptick.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna happen because that's, guess what? That's when flu season happens.
Flu doesn't exist. Flu is a conspiracy.
There were about, I don't know, like 200 cases last year. So there was a couple of cases. Down from like 40,000 or something. Yeah, it kind of disappeared, didn't it?
Only conspiracy theorists believe in the flu.
Dave Mustaine, by the way, from Megadeth, has come out against the COVID tyranny.
Okay, good.
So we are seeing, you know, some people are finally coming out.
Eric Clapton.
Clapton's been out for a while.
He actually got the shots.
Yes,
and he had
regretted it.
Absolutely. He could. Yeah. I don't know if he can play guitar anymore.
He's worried that he won't be able to, last I read.
But, yeah, so there are people who are of influence who have come right out and says, you guys need to think about this. You need to really seriously think about it and stop taking advice from a snake oil salesman like Fauci, because, I mean, he's in it for the money. He's got patents on all this.
It's good to see at least some people are not considering their career and remaining silent while we sink into the worst tyranny mankind's ever seen.
Yeah. And Dave Mustaine called it out at a recent concert in Camden, New Jersey. According to Rolling Stone, he stopped toward the end of the concert before their last song and said, "I just want to tell you how great it is. Look around you guys. Look to your right. Look to your left. And look how wonderful this is. We're all here together. We're not in effing bags. We're not freaking out. And we're not yelling at people. Wear your effing mask," he told the crowd. And continued saying, "Listen, it starts with this kind of a sensation that we build right now. We feel together. We feel like strength in numbers. We feel like we're invincible. People will not be able to stop us." He said further, "This thing going on right now is tyranny. This is called tyranny. Look it up when you get home. And tyranny isn't only in government. It's in the schools and it's in the medical business. You guys look it up. We have the power, especially us metal fans. We have the power to change."
Absolutely.
Things.
You step off that plank and the one guy who's out there and hanging off the side of the cliff.
Somebody's got to go first.
He's got to go. But you got to be the first one to do. By the way, Jim Brewer.
That's right.
Goat Man.
He's canceling venues.
Exactly.
He said, "I'm not playing if you're going to require a vaccination." Who else have you heard canceling?
Well, before we get on to that, like he said, it's not only in government, it's in the schools. Excuse me?
Same thing.
Yeah. What would make you say that sentence? Like, what is it in people's minds that they think the school is not the government?
I don't know, but that is part of their propaganda. I mean, to try to confuse people. They think schools are so essential, and we have to have these government schools. I don't know if Mustaine's a libertarian. I suspect he's not. But he is a conspiracy theorist, apparently. He's been on the Alex Jones show and so on. So.
Well, I mean, it seems to me that if he's going to say something like that, then it is something that a lot of people think that way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, I don't think he's the only one that thinks
much at all.
That way.
Yeah, they're not thinking too hard at all.
Ain't that the truth?
But, yes, the best thing you can do, as we pointed out here, is get your kids out of these government schools, get them out of the government colleges. I mean, colleges, we've been talking about for years on this show that college is overrated. So, I mean,
absolutely,
it's long before COVID mm-hmm. that we've been saying there's no reason to send your kids to these things
yeah.
unless...
I think there are three good things to send your, like, post-high school student to do.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, trade schools. Number two, actually get good at a thing that they can show that they're good at, because there's information throughout the internet, and frankly, all of the important jobs that will still exist in 5 years are creative work. So, like, find a new thing. And see, if you're going to send them to these institutions, it better be for something they actually need the piece of paper for.
Right, like being a doctor.
Doctor, dentist, architect, things like that.
603-283-6160. Hour 3's coming up. You can join us. The Chinese video game, Soy Boy Crackdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.